By birth, according to birth, everyone is a Shudra. But through proper sanskar, one becomes quite more. Sanskara bhavati dvija. And then ultimately, brahma janati kitama. When one understands the brahma, the transcendental reality, then he becomes brahma. So gradually, in the Vedic culture, one needs to elevate, become elevated from lower to the higher class. God. Sudra, Vaishya, Kshatriya, Brahma. Generally, this was according to the arrangement of nature. Gradually, by proper activity, one used to be elevated. When the human life was divided, especially the Brahmana life, was divided into four ashrams. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Kshatriya used to go to Vanaprastha. But Sannyas was told to next one. Vaishyas could take second birth. And Vaishyas also could go to Vanaprastha. So this was the Vedic culture. But in this age, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made a very special situation. The very special situation is direct elevation to the Brahmana platform and beyond. Srila Prabhupada used to say, ISKCON is meant for creating Brahmana. I am creating Brahmana. Because there is no Brahmana. Prabhupada said there is no Brahmana in India, therefore I am exporting Brahmana. Those days, they were in this context. So anyway, the Brahmana culture is, Brahmanika culture is important. And Brahmachari, student life. Then Grihastha, household life. Then Vanaprastha, retired life. And then Sannyas, renounced life. So that is the normal order. Life is to go like that. Get it? Brahmachari, Grihastha. First one has to be a proper Brahmachari to become a Grihastha. Without training, that is not Grihastha. That is Griha Medhi Ashram. Ghar mein rehte hai, balki dimaag aur kahin. Matlab, nahi, ghar mein rehte hai, se ghar mein nahi rehte, balki dimaag ghar mein. Hazar mil dur kaam naukri kar rahe hai, aur mahine ke baad jab tanka milta hai, to ghar hai. Hai na? To usko man kaha hai? जैसे गाय एक कुट्टी में बदल आता है उसको केंद्र बनाकर घूमता फिरता है वैसे गृह में भी अपना घर को केंद्र गृह को केंद्र बनाकर इधर उधर दुनिया भर चक्कर लगा रहा है लेकिन गृहस्थ कौन है जो रहते हैं घर में वैसे उनका मन है भगवान की चरण का तो ये है गृह में भी और गृहस्थ में सही गृहस्थ वो है जिसका मन भगवान के चरण कमल में अर्पण होता है और गृहस्थ आश्रम के पश्चात पंचाश और दे वनन प्रोजेक्ट 50 साल उम्र होने से वन में जाना है वन में जाना मतलब वृंदावन में जाना है कोई आलतू फालतू वन में नहीं वृंदावन की बनने और वहां जाकर भगवान को सेवा 50 साल इसको हो चुका है तो आप सही रूप से विचार करना है कहां जाना है, या तो वृंदावन, ना तो मायापुर, ना तो उज्जैन, नहीं तो इस्कॉन में कोई भी मंदिर नहीं। इस्कॉन का मंदिर है वृंदावन। तो 50 साल उम्र होने से अपने बच्चों को सारी जिम्मेदारी देकर बस वानप्रस्थ लेना मंदिर में, और तत्पश्चात संन्यास। कोई आदमी को डबल प्रमोशन, ट्रिपल प्रमोशन मिलता है, जैसे गंगा नारायण प्रभु को मिलता है। ब्रह्मचारी आश्रम से ट्रिपल प्रमोशन, एक प्रमोशन तो है गृहस्थ आश्रम, उसके बाद नेक्स्ट प्रमोशन वानप्रस्थ आश्रम, वो दो आश्रम अतिक्रम करके सन्यास में आ गए। तो गंगा नारायण प्रभु इज गेटिंग ट्रिपल प्रमोशन। सिलेक्ट फ्रॉम ब्रह्मचारी टू सन्यास। ये हॉप स्किप एंड जंप है, स्किप एंड जंप। सो नारायण प्रभु सन्यास ले रहे हैं आज। सन्यास आश्रम का, सन्यास आश्रम है, मैं जो बोला था कुल के अर्थ विचार से सबसे ऊंचे हैं ब्राह्मण, और ब्राह्मण में से ब्रह्मचारी गृहस्थ वानप्रस्थ के पश्चात सन्यास आश्रम। सत्व गुण में सन्यास आश्रम मतलब सही रूप से सत्व गुण में स्थिर होना। तो ये सत्व गुण की, सत्व गुण में भी सन्यास आश्रम में भी भाग होता है, क्रम होता है। इन सन्यास आश्रम ऑल्सो देयर आर स्टेजेस। कुटीचक, बहुधा, परिव्राजक और परमहंस। सो कुटीचक आश्रम जो है, कुटीचक और आश्रम और ऑफ सन्यास इज लाइक वन लिव्स होम बट स्टेज नियर बाय एंड द फैमिली पीपल कम एंड गिव इट द फूड। ये फर्स्ट स्टेज ऑफ सन्यास, सिंप्लीफाइड वर्ड। देन बहुधा, घर वाले से खाना नहीं लेते, दे डोंट टेक फूड फ्रॉम हाउस होम। ही लिव्स आउटसाइड, कोई नदी के किनारे पे, लेकिन खाना मिलता है। इसके पश्चात बहुधा, घर से खाना नहीं लेते, भीख मांग कर जगह जगह से जो खाने का जो जरूरत होता है। उसके पश्चात परिव्राजक, घूमते रहते, कोई एक जगह में नहीं रहते, गमन करते रहते। और इस तत्पश्चात आपको है परमहंस। परमहंस जो मन ये स्तर है वो सत्वगुण से भी पड़े, सत्वगुण को अतिक्रम करके शुद्ध शक्त में है। सो दिस इज हाउ देयर आर फोर स्टेजेस ऑफ सन्यास। सो आफ्टर आई गॉट सन्यास आई आस्क्ड प्रभुपाद, प्रभुपाद व्हाई डोंट यू फॉलो दिस स्टेजेस। प्रभुपाद सेड आवर सन्यास इज फॉर प्रीचिंग, आवर सन्यास इज नॉट फॉर लिबरेशन। दिस सन्यास that is there is meant for liberation. The goal of that sannyas is liberation. But our sannyas is beyond liberation, preaching. What sannyas is, our devotees are liberated. ISKCON is the place
manufacture different insulin. Whoever is in ISKCON gets an opportunity to become a doctor. But the condition is you have to stay in ISKCON. In this respect, Prabhupada gave an example. Once Prabhupada was telling the devotees in the many times, in ISKCON, everyone is divided. So devotees were very surprised. Everyone in ISKCON is liberated. So they asked Prabhupada, even the new bhakta who joined the ashram is liberated. Prabhupada said, yes. It's just like green mango and ripe mango. The mango may be green now, but if the mango stays in the tree, then it will become ripe. So if you stay in ISKCON, you may be a new bhakta, but if you stay in ISKCON, you'll become liberated. Because this is the process that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu having and Prabhupada has ordered. Such a wonderful. Therefore, I always request everyone, please don't leave this one. Stay in this one. Never, ever leave this one. Because when you are surrendering to Krishna, then you are becoming even greater than a Brahman. Who is greater than a Brahman? Vaishnava. Vaishnavas are greater than Brahmana. Why? Because Brahmanas are in the mode of goodness. But a Vaishnava is in the mode of pure goodness. In the material nature, the mode is goodness. But this goodness is not pure goodness, it's mixed goodness. In the material nature, that goodness is mixed with passion and ignorance. How deep the passion and ignorance is there. But the spiritual plane is pure goodness. There is no more tinge of passion or ignorance. So when you surrender to Krishna and when you render devotional service unto Krishna, then you go beyond this material nature and you become situated on the transcendental platform of spiritual reality. So ISKCON is giving you the opportunity to very easily come out of the material mode and become situated on the spiritual realm. So Ganga Narayan Prabhu is going to take sannyas, and in a way we can also see that ISKCON sannyasi means no puticha, no bohuda, but direct paritya. Traveling. Yesterday, with Ganga Narayan Prabhu, I was making his paritya plan. Where is he going to go? When I was, before I joined ISKCON, one saintly personality, quite exalted saintly personality, told me that when he leaves everything behind, then the whole world will come under his feet. But today I can see that. Yes. Today, now that I have joined this class, gave everything up, the world has come under me. I can go anywhere. Actually, I have so many places to go that what to speak of going on foot. Even by going by plane, I can't cover all those places. So, this is what happens when you become a sannyasi. you get so many invitations to go. Not only now, even in early 80s, once I made a calculation, the amount of invitation I had, just to cover that, it would have taken me 3 years. So now I don't go to many places because of the fear of coming, going there again and again. Anyway, so the point is, when one becomes a sannyasi in ISKCON, he becomes directly another triple promotion. And then, of course, Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa state is even the retired state of sannyasa. Ajananda. The Goswamis of Vrindavan are the Paramahamsa. Ajanandane namantara. But that state we don't imitate. Our business is to preach. So Ramanand Prabhu was already preaching quite effectively. Now he is getting license to preach. Sometimes I would call Ganga Narayan and I had to deal with something in the temple. And Ganga Narayan would say, Guru Maharaj, I am in Bhopal, I am in Surat, I am in Indore. And so that's what I was saying. Like he was already putting Raja. He was hardly in Uchen. Anyway, those days I used to sometimes tell him that no, go back to Uchen and do this. But from now on I won't be able to do that. Because now he has got the license to preach. He can go anywhere he wants to. And he doesn't need it. The preachers are needed, like we see. We are under so much pressure, sannyasis of ISKCON. So we need many, many more sannyasis. And Ganga Narayan is already very popular. He is getting so many invitations from so many people. Like Ganga Narayan Prabhu tells me, oh, such and such people, devotee, say that he is going to send me the ticket. And I was telling him, it is not a matter of ticket. Your problem will be time. Not so much money. To give that kind of time is what is going to be. Anyway, so new life, I'm sure Ganga Narayan will fare very well in his ashram. So along with that, there are two other types of initiation also. The second initiation, Atma and Anand, they are twins. And they are not only twins, they also move together. Anand told me about that he wanted second initiation. I said, fine. And then he put the Atma also. So this way I've seen they always do things together. Very nice. Very nice combination or very nice way of cooperation, not combination, but combined is perfect cooperation. They have such beautiful understanding between themselves. Both of them went to same school also. Then also they went to the same university, London School of Economics, together. And then you joined the army also together. They were in the British Army for 3 years. You did fine. Okay, so they really like it, right? Anand was for 3 years Then they came to India together. Then they were together, they decided to stay in India. They are born and brought up in London. But they decided to stay in India. So, when they wanted to take initiation, they also wanted to take initiation from me. Both of them wanted to have the same guru. So they are getting Brahmin initiation today, and that will give you the mantra, Gayatri mantra, after the Jagya Parsa. And then there are three candidates for first initiation. As I mentioned, Kallani Devi, the mother of Anand and Atman. So now not only Anand and Atman decided to take initiation from me, their mother also decided to take initiation from me. And then, as I mentioned, Roberto is taking also first initiation after 30 years of practicing devotional service. And Roberto is a very good boy. I mean, I used to see that although he is European, generally Europeans are the mode of passion, but Roberto gives the impression of being in the mode of goodness. Very sattvic kind of thing. And Sanjay also from Surat. Sanjay is practicing also Krishna consciousness for 2 years. His wife is already initiated, but now he decided to catch up with her. So, three of them will get first initiation on Harinam Diksha. So, just briefly about Harinam. Harinam is Krishna himself. Right? Krishna came as deities. Is that Krishna himself? Are the deities on the altar? They are transcendental identity. Krishna on the altar is Krishna himself. But somebody may say, well, but that is stone. So the thing is, it may appear to be like stone, but that is Krishna. Similarly, Krishna manifests himself in sound. That sound is Hare Krishna Mahamantra, holy name. So is the sound for Hare Krishna Mahamantra Krishna himself?
Yes.
But is sound? No, that sound is Krishna. But that sound considers things offensive. If they are offensive, then the sound vibration will not become Krishna. But if they are without offense, then it is Krishna. Holy name is Krishna himself. Therefore, when one is chanting the holy name, one must be very careful about avoiding the offense. So did you all memorize all the 10 offenses? Huh? Sanjay? Das Aparad? Okay, Roberto, what is the first one? Pita Yuga, you can. Second offense, Kalyani.
Very good. Third of them, Sanjay. Okay, fourth of them, Roberto. So you understand it, you understand, although you are having difficulty, but comprehend those, because that's what is important to understand. Not to have complete faith in the whole thing, even to maintain material attachment even after years and so on. So you have material attachment. Dasam apra. ये भी क्या हमको तैयार करना पड़ेगा। दसवां मतलब क्या है, भौतिक आसक्ति बजाय रखते ये नाम की महिमा श्रवण करने के पश्चात और नाम पर सही विश्वास ये होना चाहिए। नाम पर विश्वास है, नाम कौन है, भगवान जी, पूरा पूरा विश्वास है। और ये हरिनाम जब मिलेगा मिलेगा इसके पश्चात भौतिक आसक्ति बजाय रखोगे सच जगत पे जब तक हम हैं थोड़ा बहुत रहेंगे। तैयार रहना कि सब कुछ छोड़ने के लिए मैं तैयार, अब तो है जैसे ये तो रहता ही है थोड़ा बहुत, लेकिन तैयार रहना अगर मृत्यु आता है आप तो हम तैयार हैं ना, क्या बोलेंगे आप, और दो चार साल दे दीजिए उसके बाद आएगी ऐसे बोलेंगे, मृत्यु जब आएगी तब हम क्या हम बता सकते हैं कि हम नहीं जाएंगे, सब कुछ छोड़ के हमको जाना पड़ेगा, है ना। तो ये जाने के लिए तैयार रहना, जो विचारवान है बुद्धिमान है वो हर समय तैयार है, क्योंकि मृत्यु का आएगा कुछ पता है, जब ये आए तो क्या है। चलो चलते, आप जब आ गए हैं तो मेरा साथी मिल गया है, चलिए हम आपके साथ चलते और पीछे जो रहे वो तो था, बल्कि आप तो गुजर गए हैं। ओके थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच। नाउ गंगा नारायण वी आर रेडी फॉर सन्मान। ओके वेलकम एंड थैंक यू फॉर।